Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to StoicCom. I'm so glad you are tuning in because today we're diving deep into something that affects every single one of us. Making better decisions. Seriously, think about it. Every day, you're bombarded with choices, big and small, what to eat for breakfast, which route to take to work, whether to finally watch that show everyone's been raving about. And sometimes, let's face it, those decisions can feel like navigating a minefield. But what if I told you there was a way to make decision-making less stressful and more effective? What if I said there were techniques you could use right now, today, to sharpen your thinking and choose with clarity and confidence? That's exactly what we're going to explore today, mindfulness techniques for better decision-making. Here are five powerful tools you can start using immediately. First up, pause before you react. Ever felt like you jumped into a decision without really thinking it through? We've all been there. That knee-jerk reaction can often lead to regret later on. So, the next time you face a choice, take a breath, literally step back, and give yourself a moment to process. You don't have to shout Eureka before making a decision, but a few seconds of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. Think about it like this. Would you buy a house without inspecting it? Probably not. Decisions big and small deserve the same level of consideration. Next, focus on your values. What's truly important to you? When we align our decisions with our core values, we experience greater satisfaction and peace of mind. Think about your priorities: honesty, kindness, growth, security, whatever resonates with you. Then ask yourself, does this decision support those values? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. Third, consider all perspectives. We tend to fall into our own thought patterns and can miss important insights. To make more balanced decisions, actively seek out different viewpoints. Talk to someone you trust, research the topic from various sources, or even consider the opposing side's perspective. It's like getting a 360-degree view of the situation much clearer and looking through a narrow lens. Now visualize the outcome. This might sound a bit woo-woo, but hear me out. By visualizing the potential results of your decision, you can gain a deeper understanding of its implications. Imagine yourself making the choice and experiencing both the positive and negative outcomes. This mental rehearsal can help you make a more informed and confident decision. And finally, don't be afraid to adjust course. Life is a journey, not a destination. Your values and priorities may evolve over time, so don't be afraid to reevaluate your decisions as needed. If something isn't working, don't beat yourself up. Simply acknowledge it, learn from it, and make a new choice that aligns with your current goals. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's got a big promotion on the table, but it requires relocating to another city. She's torn, excited about the opportunity, but also worried about leaving her friends and family behind. She takes a moment to pause before reacting, then considers what truly matters to her: career growth, strong relationships, personal fulfillment. She talks to her loved ones, researches the new city, and even visualizes herself thriving in both scenarios. Finally, she makes a decision that feels aligned with her values and goals, knowing she can always adjust course if needed. D. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that lead to a more fulfilling life. Remember these five key takeaways: pause before you react, focus on your values, consider all perspectives, visualize the outcome, and don't be afraid to adjust course. So go out there and make some mindful decisions. I want to hear about it. Share your experiences, thoughts, or any aha moments you have as you apply these techniques in your own life. You can find me on Instagram at StoicComPodcast or leave a comment on our website. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of StoicCom. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, even the smallest choices can have a ripple effect.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.